Some politicians in Ohio and in Congress have long called for the designation. The impaired term triggers a process that includes finding sources of pollution and limiting pollution. Mike Ferner of Advocates for a Clean Lake Erie says Ohio's move is a good first step.
All this decision does is start a process for cleaning up the lake, and that process has got to be transparent or we're just not going to have the kind of cleanup that we need.
The group, along with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, sued US EPA last year. They wanted to force the agency to label Western Lake Erie impaired under the Clean Water Act, and they've noted that Michigan already applied the label to its part of the lake. In a release, the Ohio EPA says the designation will not be a, quote, magic bullet, and that the agency is committed to the Clean Water Act. The list still needs to be approved by federal officials. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.